Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I just want to pray grace and favor to you and yours, believing that God is doing great things in your life. Even if you don't see them, we're trusting the Father has everything in His hands. And I don't know, for a lot of people, we're heading into the holiday season, Thanksgiving here in the United States very soon. This week, in fact, and then, of course, Christmas puts a lot of stress on people. There's a lot of troubling times in the world. Economies are shaking. Prices go up and down. Investments vanish. You know how it goes. It gets easy to get distressed in the middle of this. And even us believers, washed in the blood of Jesus, we somehow find ourselves looking at the waves, and we ignore the Savior who's asleep in the boat. And it's easy to forget that we have Him not only in our boat, so to speak, but in our hearts, and that He's our provider. While the world can find very little to be hopeful for, if you don't believe me, just watch the news, the Christian really doesn't need to look any further than Christ's finished work, because that finished work is being manifested in your life every moment. The mystery, Paul said, among the Gentiles, Colossians 1:27, I love this text, Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's such a mystery because it really defies all natural law. Only with Christ can you find peace in the storm. Only with Christ can you see the problems that fall on a nation or a people and not worry about tomorrow. Remember, He's not around you. He's not near you, because even that would be too far away. He's in you, reminding you that His grace is rich. Jesus told His disciples that the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer was to convict them of righteousness. Remember that, John 16:10. It doesn't mean that He's in you to tell you to live righteous. If you could just live righteous by being told to live righteous, then the Ten Commandments would have worked just fine. But we know Israel had them, and they didn't live righteous at all. Jesus explains it when He tells you why the Holy Spirit convicts of righteousness. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. So the Holy Spirit has to remind us that we're righteous, because without Jesus standing by us in the flesh, it's going to be easy to feel that He's not with us at all. So the Spirit is working constantly to convict the believer that they are the righteousness of God in Christ, even if they don't feel like it. Christ in us as the hope for all glory. I mean, when we acknowledge that He's in us, in spite of our circumstances, we're really bringing His glory to light. We're allowing Him to control the circumstance. A lot of Christians wander through life. They're subject to the same things that the worldly counterpart suffers from, because they don't rest in Christ's finished work in their life. Just be reminded that He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Do you need hope? Well, then look inside and find Jesus. Listen to the Old Testament book of Zechariah. Zechariah told the Israelites to turn to the stronghold when they were in need. Now, Jesus is the stronghold, anchored in Calvary, unshakable whenever everything else is shaking. Listen to what He says in Zechariah 9:12. Turn you to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. I love that phrase, prisoners of hope, because when you view Christ as your hope, you really become a prisoner to that hope. You can't help but hope. Remember who you are in Jesus. Remember who Jesus is in you. Christ in you. Even if you don't feel like it. It's not an emotional phrase. It's a fact. The Holy Spirit is proclaiming that you are righteous in Christ. Don't worry about the shaking going on around you. Don't worry about the shaking heading into the holiday season. He's greater than all of it. And thank God He lives in us. Have a great day. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.